Welcome everyone to Small Steps for Better Health, our podcast series on taking small steps to improve our health. And today we are talking about small step number 6, which is choosing an activity you enjoy to help you increase movement. So if you've been following along with our Small Steps for Better Health, you've already started finding ways to work movement into your daily routine. And so now it's time to talk about ways we can start to increase that. My name is Jeannie Alice Bruce. I'm a social media specialist in marketing at North Mississippi Health Services, and I'm here today with Regina Beyer. Regina, will you introduce yourself?
My name is Regina Beyer, and I'm a fitness instructor at the North Mississippi Medical Center Wellness Center. I've worked at the Wellness Center for 26 years. I have a degree in exercise science from the University of Mississippi.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate your time. So let's just get started by talking about exercise. You know, tell us some of the benefits of exercise and why being physically active is important.
Well, exercise just increases your overall health and well-being for your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's going to help you with weight loss and weight maintenance. Mm-hmm. It's going to help your brain think. You're going to think better the more active you are. Mm-hmm. It's going to help improve and prevent different health conditions like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, osteoporosis, all the things that we see with the aging process. Exercise mm-hmm. is going to help us to prevent that aging process mm-hmm. from coming on quite as quickly.
Gotcha.
And if we can develop things like that, we can improve all those things the mm-hmm. more active that we become.
Right. That's great. And it also, you know, increases our ability to do everyday life. You know, as we get stronger and more mobile, we're able to enjoy life more.
Right. If you have small children, and the more active you become, the more things that you can do with the small children. As we get older, we have a little bit more free time mm-hmm. as our children grow up. That allows us to be able to do things on our own, to get out and go hiking or enjoy things that we may never have taken the time to enjoy before.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so, you know, I think most people listening to this podcast, that's probably not news to most people. We all know that exercise is good for us, but we all still have a hard time fitting it in. And we don't make it a priority because we think we don't have time or we don't know where to start. So let's talk about some easy ways to get exercise in. So what would you tell somebody who is new to exercise and is looking for a place to start? What advice would you give?
Well, the first advice I like to give as far as when you're starting an exercise program is to go ahead and get your calendar out mm-hmm. and mark the time that you're going to do your exercise.
Okay.
And start, even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever you have, pick an activity, pick walking. If that's something that's, you know, most convenient for you and something you enjoy, pick that walking, and then every beginning of every week, mark your calendar, what you're going to do, mm-hmm. where you're going to do it at, and be prepared. Because what I have found over the years is if people are not prepared to exercise, mm-hmm. then they have a tendency to just stay in that what we call contemplation mode,
right.
and they never actually follow through with their exercise. So if you want to be really successful with your exercise, you need to put it into your daily planner, your daily routine, mm-hmm. to make sure that you get it in. I also promote logging your exercise, even if it's just a check mark to say, hey, I got that done. Because if we do that, when we go into our calendar and we log that we did that exercise, it automatically makes us think about, can we get that in the next day?
Mm-hmm.
Can we still do it at 4 o'clock on Tuesday?
Right.
So you want to pick something that's most convenient for you mm-hmm. and then make sure you've set the time to do it. Also, making sure that you get your gear together. You know, if you're going to need a jacket, if you're going to walk, you're going to need walking shoes.
Right.
Make sure that you get all that stuff packed up to where it's easy access to you.
Mm-hmm.
Set it out to where it's in view when you're going out the door in the morning if mm-hmm. you need to take it to work with you. Make things as simple as you can to get it in. And just start with 5 minutes and then mm-hmm. gradually increase it each week.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good tip. You know, if you have been following along with our small steps and right now you are focusing on parking farther from the door at work and taking the stairs at work, for example. You know, now maybe it's adding a 5-minute walk on your lunch break or a 5-minute walk after work. And then after you've done that for a week or two, tack on another 5 minutes, right? And just kind of keep slowly building up till you get to kind of the recommended amounts.
Yeah, just slowly kind of graduate up to the recommended amounts, because you will figure out how to fit it into your schedule as you're gradually adding it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if we're not used to doing exercise, just kind of the overwhelming thought of, I got to figure out how to do 20 minutes in the day.
Right.
And we make it too complicated. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, just to go for a walk, we don't need fancy workout clothes. Right. We just need tennis shoes.
Yeah.
You know? So don't make it complicated. Make it as simple. Make it something that's convenient. You know, even taking, you know, walking the stairs on your lunch. You know, yeah. If you don't have a good place to walk, but you've got stairs in your building, take mm-hmm. those stairs, even if you have to do a couple at a time. Mm-hmm. That just kind of gradually, you know, think of ways that you can get in different types of exercise and stick to it. One of the things that I often see is people will kind of start with it and then they're not consistent with it. Okay. Try to be as consistent as you can with your exercise, mm-hmm. because that's how you're going to be successful at it. Because your fitness level, if you're doing it consistently, it will gradually increase, and mm-hmm. you will become proud of yourself that you can do more. You will notice that you can do more.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And so what about, you know, talk to the person who has maybe tried exercise in the past and didn't like it, or they've tried, you know, one thing, whether it's running or, you know, whatever, they tried something and didn't like it. What would you tell that person?
There's lots of different exercises out there.
Right.
And what I have found over the years is if you may, you know, spend the money and go to a facility, mm-hmm. because what you may be lacking is the community of exercise.
Right.
Try different classes that you may have never tried before. Mm-hmm. Don't go into boot camp if you've never been exercising. Start with yoga.
Right.
You know, it's a group activity. It gets you in the habit of exercising, and then venture off into the other things. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, one of the reason why we won't stick with it is we get kind of bored just being there in the same place, the same location all right. the time. And for my walkers, I like to suggest you go in somewhere different every single day, mm-hmm. Because you get tired of the environment, and just moving around different places that you're walking at will help you be more consistent with it.
Yeah.
It'll help you. And plus you're using different muscles, because you're using different locations. Those locations don't have the same track on them, the same right. movement on them. There's lots of things. You just got to venture out. And try different things. YouTube videos are a big thing
yeah.
right now, that people can do 5 minutes worth on and followed by a little instructor. Of course, mm-hmm. I want everybody to come to the North Mississippi
of
Medical
course.
Center Wellness Center because
yeah.
I'm kind of partial to it.
Yeah.
But if you don't, I understand that not everybody can do that. Mm-hmm. So YouTube is a good tool to mm-hmm. use. You know, start small and graduate up. Start with the little 5-minute beginner things and then graduate up.
Yeah, great. And then, you know, we've talked about how consistency is key. And so I just want to encourage folks that if you've set a goal to start walking for 10 minutes every day this week and you miss a day, you know, life happens, your kid has to get picked up from school and, you know, whatever, and life happens and you don't make it. Don't give up. Don't try to start again Monday. Don't try to start again next month or the first of the year or whatever, but start back the next day. Get right back on it, right? And try to keep that consistency.
Yes, and don't get discouraged if you get up to 30 minutes and you don't have 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's okay for you to occasionally go back to the 5 minutes.
Sure.
The 5 minute keeps you in habit of doing your exercise. Mm. So do remember, you know, if you can't get in 30 minutes, get in what you can. Get
yeah.
in 5 minutes. Get in 10 minutes. Whatever you can squeeze in for that day, it at least keeps you in the habit of the structured exercise.
it makes you starts to build on your confidence that, like, okay, this is something I can do. You know, if I can't make it to the gym for my 30 minutes, but I can go walk around my neighborhood real quick for 5 minutes, that's checking the box. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Right. And I might mention, too, another thing that I like to suggest, because I know a lot of times people do have knee problems, hip problems, okay, foot problems, is doing chair walking. A lot of times people don't think about that.
Yeah.
But you can do everything you can do almost in a standing position, you can do from a seated position.
Okay.
You just need to get out to the edge, very edge of your chair, work your posture really good, hold your abs in really tight, and move your legs and arms just like you would if you were walking on the walking track. Because that's a good way for people who have joint limitations to get in exercise.
Yeah, that's a really good tip. Okay, so anything else you want to mention about increasing our activity?
Everyone can exercise mm-hmm. on a regular basis mm-hmm. and don't give up if you kind of, you know, you get, if you think, oh, I missed a whole week.
Right.
Just get yourself back on track mm-hmm. Because everybody can exercise. There's something out there for you. Sometimes you may need to go to a individual that specializes in exercise, like
sure.
myself,
mm-hmm.
because we have a lot of tricks in our pocket that we can pull out to find you a form of exercise if you are injured, if you are burnt out on your exercise. Mm-hmm. That'll kind of keep you going, okay? So
yeah.
Anytime you get new things, sometimes just talking to somebody about exercise
yeah.
motivates you to keep going and stick with it and make the small changes. So
yeah, that's good advice. Thank you. So thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time. Thank you to everyone listening. So again, that was Small Step for Better Health number 6. So for the next 2 weeks, look for an activity that you enjoy that will help you increase your movement that you're getting every week. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you for your time. Thank you, Regina. I hope you have a great rest of your day.